News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter is our fabulous producer. Matt Cotrillo is our news director. Kevin Herr is a vice president, wears a necktie even in the summer. So we appreciate all of their help and hard work making things happen around here. On the news line with us now, we're interviewing Ted Reuter. He's director of Noise Free America. He's been very patient as I try to play catch up this morning. So thank you for your patience and waiting, Ted. Thanks for calling in.
Well, very good. Thank you for having me, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Noisefree.org, your website, Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet. Boy, do I love your organization already.
Well, you know, during the pandemic, there are millions of people now who are working at home who didn't previously, and they are discovering that their neighborhoods are very noisy. So, you know, it's been quite a revelation to lots of people.
Well, tell me about the fight for quiet. What does that entail? Tell me about the mission and work of Noise Free America.
Well, we focus on lots of different types of noise. Loud motorcycles and loud car stereos and leaf blowers are probably the top three. And with you mentioned our website, I appreciate that, noisefree.org. We also have another website, motorcyclenoise.net, which is devoted to motorcycle noise. And I think a lot of people think that motorcycles are naturally noisy because, you know, most motorcycles are quite noisy. But the fact is that motorcycles are not naturally noisy, that the loudness that you hear is the result of the deliberate action of motorcycle owners to remove the muffler or to modify the muffler to make it noisier. So our book contains 83 photographs of illegally modified equipment, and it's intended as a guide for motor vehicle inspectors and law enforcement officials to take action against this illegal equipment.
So most municipalities would have a motorcycle noise law. We hear this. I think to myself that's irritating, but I don't think, oh, geez, that's illegally loud. But in many municipalities, that would be the case.
Well, it's mainly at the state and federal level where these regulations are. And, yes, they are, you know, it's illegally loud because they have modified their muffler. And that is illegal. There's a federal regulation issued by the EPA in 1983 saying that it is illegal to modify your muffler for the purpose of making more noise.
Ted, you will pry the straight pipes out of my cold, dead hands, okay? These straight pipes are without a muffler on the motorcycle.
Right, right. And of course, as I'm sure you know, and many of your listeners know, that oftentimes motorcyclists claim they've got this canard loud pipe save lives. Well, number one, it's illegal. You can't take the law in your hands no matter what, you know, the supposed benefits that you're pursuing. And secondly, it simply doesn't make any sense. And also motorcyclists, if their prime concern was safety, they would be all wearing helmets. They would all be using, you know, orange clothing to call attention to themselves. They would drive very carefully and defensively. And of course, we know that's not the case.
All right. So, but you're not specifically fighting just against a motorcycle noise. And stock motorcycles have adequate muffler systems.
Absolutely. Okay. I love quiet motorcycles. Absolutely.
Okay. So you also make sure that you're out in the lead when it comes to advocating for quiet municipalities, city streets, and so on, when it comes to cars or bars. Tell us about that effort.
Yes, cars. A lot of cars, they're often called boom cars, and they have loud car stereos. And actually, a number of municipalities have cracked down on loud car stereos. Chicago has, Hoover, Alabama has, which is a suburb of Montgomery, I believe. Elkhart, Indiana has cracked down on loud car stereos. And so, I'm sure many people, if not most people, have experienced this, where someone has a very expensive, souped-up stereo system, and they blast through your neighborhood, and disturbing thousands of people at once, and at night, you know, possibly waking up thousands of people at once. And Elkhart, Indiana, I'm very proud of. One of our members played a leading role in instituting their noise program, their anti-noise program. There they have a police officer who is specifically charged with enforcing the noise ordinance. I've actually done police ride-alongs with that police officer. And Elkhart, the fine structure for noise violations is very stiff. The first fine is $250, then it goes up to then it goes up to $250, then $500, then $1,500, then $2,500. That is the scale. And back in the heyday, when they were first instituting this program, they brought in $200,000 a year in noise-related fines.
We associate noise with fun. We like to have
right.
a blast and make a lot of noise. What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem is that noise damages the interest and the welfare and the health of other people. That I think a lot of people think that noise is just a nuisance or an annoyance. Well, that's simply not true. That noise causes physical problems such as stress and chronic fatigue, even heart disease, hearing loss, sleep deprivation, aggressive behavior, high blood pressure, lower educational achievement, lower job performance. And so it's like smoking, that your right to smoke ends at my noise, at my nose. It's early in the morning for Mark, and the same with noise, that your right to make noise ends at my ears.
Okay, so what about leaf blowers? You say this is something where you also advocate that, of course, they could be quieter, too, if manufactured in such a way. Leaf blowers is something that, used in its proper way, too loud in your view?
Oh, absolutely, because gas-powered leaf blowers can get up to over 100 decibels, which is extraordinarily loud. And the other problem is that gas-powered leaf blowers emit noxious fumes. And using a leaf blower for 1 hour is the equivalent, in terms of noxious emissions, of driving a car 350 miles. And the other thing is that leaf blowers kick up dirt and dust and debris and animal droppings, and there's even some evidence that leaf blowers spread the virus that we're all now experiencing. And so it's simply not necessary. And rakes and brooms are fine. They served us well for thousands of years. And also there is the alternative, the reasonable alternative, of battery operated leaf blowers. They're about 70% quieter and much better.
Are we making progress? I certainly don't know of any quieter leaf blowers yet, but you're doing your work. But is there incremental progress in some of these individual fights, whether it's a loud bar or in individual towns where you need some enforcement? Progress being made?
There are dozens of municipalities which have banned or restricted gas-powered leaf blowers. If you go to our website, noisefree.org, and you look under sources of noise, and then look up lawn and garden equipment, there is that list. There are dozens of communities in New England that have banned or restricted leaf blowers, and the same is the case in California. As far as bars, actually, former Mayor Bloomberg of New York City, he instituted a program in New York City called Operation Silent Night that was specifically targeting loud restaurants and bars and nightclubs. And what they did is that they did a computer analysis of the areas that were getting the most citations, and they also used decibel meters to identify very loud areas, and they greatly stepped up enforcement of these very loud bars and restaurants and nightclubs.
What should we do? Give us a call to action.
Well, first of all, check out our websites, noisefree.org and motorcyclenoise.net. I think you should also contact our organization if you have a noise problem, you want to get active, at director@noisefree.org.
All right, you want folks to email you. And is there a law enforcement call to action also? I know a lot of municipalities don't ticket unless there's a complaint, but do you want maybe officers to be more proactive and seek out these kind of violations?
Absolutely. We also have a former Elkhart, Indiana police officer who is signed a memorandum of understanding with us to do police, to do noise enforcement training for police departments. So what people can do, in addition to looking at our websites and sending us an email, you can contact your police department and tell them that they should look at our book, which is publicized on motorcyclenoise.net. And if they're really serious about this, you know, we'll get a police officer, a former police officer, to their municipality for 2 days to do a very extensive training on how to do noise enforcement.
All right, so that's one of the deliverables of the Noise Free America Coalition, noisefree.org. And again, reiterate very, very briefly, if you don't mind, the negative effects of this din that is created in communities or by motorcycles, this stress and
chronic fatigue, headaches, sleep deprivation, hearing loss, aggressive behavior, high blood pressure, lower educational achievement, lower job performance. Noise is a silent killer.
Okay, so yeah, a wide range of issues. Well, keep in touch, Ted. Honestly, this is an issue that we haven't directed much attention to. There hasn't been a lot of call for it, but I'm sure it's resonating, so to speak, with a lot of folks out there who hear this and say, maybe we can quiet down this neighborhood or this town or this road a little bit. Thank you so much, Ted, for what you're doing, and thanks for checking in today.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Do appreciate that. Ted Reuter, director of Noise Free America, called a coalition to promote quiet. It's Motorcycle Noise Awareness Month. They're observing that, and you can find out more information about that at noisefree.org.